Hello and welcome to Horrifically Misinformed, the only news show that admits it has no idea what it's talking about. My name is Sean. With me is Carrie.
Hi, that's me.
You're doing good already. Let's get on to our first topic. On Sunday, a Metro North train, commuter train, derailed in the Bronx in New York City, killing about four passengers. It's been reported now that the train engineer was, quote, nodding off a little bit during the time of the accident. And what's also been said is that there's technology out there called positive train control technology, which apparently would help trains from derailing or colliding. And it's been being pushed on like trains and cities to use this. But it wasn't installed in New York due to financial concerns. Do you think America's infrastructure will continue down this road of gradual erosion? Or will an accident of this magnitude finally convince the powers that be to put the money back into America's infrastructure?
That was a long question.
It was a long question.
I knew about the crash, but I didn't know
so far,
about
so
like,
good.
Nodding off. And
yeah, apparently the new information is that he was like nodding off a little bit and like groggy during the... Because they were going like 80 miles an hour in a part where they were supposed to be going only like 30. And apparently this technology that people are talking about is like... It's got GPS and all sorts of other stuff. So like it is more... makes the train more aware of where it is and what it's doing. So it would have automatically... slowed the train down.
Yeah.
But they didn't install it because they're like, well, we don't have the money for
it. I feel like that's got to be very expensive. So if it's really expensive, obviously people want to do that, and something of this size would make you think like, oh, we have to do it. But if you don't have the money, how can you do it? And then also, you know what's really well, I think I'm pretty ignorant in this. I kind of thought that trains were like Walt Disney World Cars type thing, where
like Autotopia.
Yeah, where you just kind of go on them like that. You don't necessarily because I take the subway in LA and I know it's different, but I always feel like the conductors aren't really driving or doing that. I thought they were just kind of like hang out and sit there, but I guess they're actually driving it.
Yeah, they're doing stuff. Well, you gotta if you're going so I think it's mainly the turns.
Yeah,
if you're going too fast on a turn, the wheels aren't connected to the rail. So if you're going too fast on a turn, you're going to, like, fly off.
Yeah.
Because there was that big derailment in Spain a couple months ago, too. That was, like, a similar problem where the conductor was just not paying attention or something, just flew off.
There's a big derailment in Unbreakable and Wanted as well.
Well, Unbreakable... Oh, wait, not Unbreakable. I'm thinking of that train movie with Denzel Washington, which was based on a true story.
Unstoppable.
Yeah, that's where I was getting confused.
If you're asking, like, is this going to make it to where, like... The United States goes, we need to put, we need to get this technology for all of our trains across the board. I don't think that they were necessarily going to do that because I don't think that they have that money.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a concern then that these things happen and go, oh, fuck it. We don't have the money, so what are we going to do?
I think that if they don't have the money to actually get that technology, well, I don't know what that thing's called.
The initials are the... PTCT.
PTCT.
PTCT. It's fun to say.
It sounds like a weird, like a lesbian band, maybe.
They could trick people into funding it.
Sure, I'll listen to L7. Oh, wait, PTCT, what? Lesbian band, L7. You would think, well, let's say they don't have the money for PTCT. What they would do is maybe try to avoid it with having... I mean, the thing is it's hard to train because obviously when they hire someone, they don't... I'm sure one of the parts of the job when they're, like, filling out their paperwork is, do you fall asleep at the wheel? And they go, of course I don't. Like, what are you going to... You know, like, if you fall asleep, like...
But it seems like it's the problem, especially with these lesser used... Like, people use trains a lot still, but it's, like, they're the less used things. So it's, like, in priorities, I feel like they're much lower. So it's, like, even the people who are driving these things... And the people who are in charge of, like, making sure they're safe. Like, it's such a low-tier thing that, like, it just gets forgotten about.
Yeah.
It just seems like a... Like, if someone was nodding off on a plane, it'd be a much huger deal. But it's, like, with train stuff, I feel like it on the priorities list of like making sure things are funded, it's lower and lower and lower. But people still ride them, and four people died.
And yeah, that's crazy. And I was reading somewhere that they had a news like I don't know if it was either New York local news or if it was like Today Show, one of those things where they had. They showed this train, and they talked about all the best places to be in case it crashes. And they had, and it was like this scary,
it's gonna
it was
crash.
A scary thing. They're like, "Don't sit by the conductor. Don't sit by a window. You want to sit right in the middle. If it's like, if it's like, if there's like three or four trains connect, if it's three trains connected, you want to be in the second train in the middle, right in the middle on the aisle. All you know, all that kind of stuff. And then they had this big long like scary thing about like this is gonna save your life, blah blah. And then they ended it with by saying, "Oh, but you have a better chance of winning the lottery." So I was just like, it's like, well, so what the fuck was that whole what was the point of that whole thing?
Well, you watched it. I guess that was the point. Yeah.
Well, I know why. I heard about it.
So. Oh, who'd you hear about it from?
From Robin Quivers.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, all right. Well, moving on. Protests have recently erupted in the Ukraine this week.
Oh.
Mainly due to the Ukrainian government's backing out of a potential political and trade agreement with the European Union.
So far, so good. Ukraine, European. Okay.
So basically, should the government listen to its people and go back to the table with the European Union, or should it the Ukrainian government do what it is doing now, which is sticking with the Russian government? Because the Russian government was basically saying, if you stick with this, if you continue with this European Union deal, we're going to impose trade sanctions on you, and we're going to raise the price of your gas a whole heck of a lot. So what do you think the Ukrainian government should do?
So
stick it to Russia and suffer the consequences, or listen to the people protesting?
The people are protesting, saying, we want out of the Russian government, right? I'm a little confused.
I think basically what the Ukrainian people are like, we want to be more part of this European Union deal, which would open up Ukraine to like more things.
Uh-huh.
Than having it be this like closed off.
And then Russia saying, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're going to stay with us. And I feel like anytime, like if so, like, and I don't know, like government stuff, but like, if you have like two bosses and one of them's like, one of them's like, hey, you know, this idea would be good to like expand and do this other thing. And the other boss is going like, fuck you. You're going to do what I say.
Yeah.
Then that's a bad dude. Well, so I feel like Russia's like sounds like a bad dude, like going like fuck, like you're gonna stay with me, so I can tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah.
So that seems really bad. So if they're protesting,
Russia, bad.
Yeah. If you listen to, I saw Rocky IV. I know how bad Russia.
You can't fool me, Russia.
I saw Ruskies with Leaf Phoenix. Who's not Leaf? He's Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Before he was Joaquin.
Oh, he changes. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
He changes the name. Because
Leaf and River,
One brother dies and you go nuts. Wait, what? That's bad?
How dare you.
I think he wasn't Leaf Phoenix and Ruskies. Remember that movie? I think Peter Billingsley is in it. It's like a bunch of kids.
Ralphie?
Yeah.
What's Ruskies about?
It's about kids who like save the world from Russia or something like that.
Sounds like Red Dawn.
It was like right after Red Dawn.
After the...
Oh, you want to hear some trivia?
Yeah.
What was the very first...
Because you don't know what to do about the Ukraine.
What was the very first ever PG-13 movie?
I don't... Well, Temple of Doom started it.
Temple of Doom was PG.
Temple of Doom was the reason they made PG-13 movies.
First of all, Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom is PG. That movie's got some crazy shit in it.
Some dude gets his heart ripped out.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was the first PG-13 movie?
Red Dawn.
Oh, really?
Red Dawn's the very first ever PG-13 movie.
So
it was. So it's Leaf Phoenix, Peter Billingsley, and I just got the IMDb. And a black kid. Oh, Jaden.
A black kid.
And Jaden Smith.
That looks like a young Usher or something.
I saw that at a birthday party, like a fifth grade birthday party or whatever from a friend, and we all went to go see Ruskies and then probably went to like Chuck E. Cheese or something. But anyways, okay, so the Ukraine thing.
The government's in a delicate situation.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. So the protesters are saying we want to get out of, you know, out of thumb of Russia, and the government...
We want to be, like, more part of the world here.
And then the Russian government saying, you know, if you do that, we're going to fuck you. What sucks about this is it almost seems like the Ukraine, like, government has to... Side with Russia.
Russia,
they can't because they could go like, okay, like it's great you're protesting and like you obviously want to be more free or be able to like join this, but we're gonna get fucked if you do if we move.
Yeah.
Ah, that sucks. Fuck Russia. My family's Russian, by the way. So I'm allowed to say that. Happy Hanukkah, by the way.
Jewish Russian.
Yeah. Jewish Russian.
Yeah, chased out.
Well, yeah, we got kicked out, yeah. My family left before Hitler took over. Yay! Yay!
Took over what? Right. Germany? He didn't take over Russia.
He was the German. Well, don't you
they
know?
They tried to.
Well, no, he. Hitler did a very mean thing.
Go on.
He allied with Russia.
Oh no!
And then pulled one of those like hey, let's get together and let's go attack fucking France together. Well, I don't remember which one it was, but like let's go attack. And Russia's like, sounds fucking awesome. Let's do it, Hitler. You know what fucking Hitler did?
Do it, Hitler.
They start attacking one place, and Hitler turned around and goes, "Ah, fuck you!" Start and attacks Russia.
Whoa, dude! Yeah,
he pulled one of those things. So he like got him to ally, and I think they did take over. Like they did work together on something, and then he tried to take over Russia and whatever. But anyways.
But how did
my family's from like Poland and Russia, Latvia, all that kind of area, and then they all moved to and then they moved to Biloxi, Mississippi. What's worse, the Holocaust or Biloxi?
Well, one's made up.
No, Biloxi's real. Yeah.
So okay. Yeah, they're in.
So
a,
yeah, they're in a.
It seems like the Ukraine's in a boned situation.
Yes.
The riskier move is to go the European Union route, but it looks like they're probably not going to do that.
Yeah. And Russia's it sucks because then they're going to, like, the protesters come in, and then they're going to be pissed off. They're going to protest more, whatever. And it just sucks, but man, I don't know.
It's a shite situation.
That's rough. I'm proud to be an American.
What does that mean?
It's, like, living in the Ukraine seems like it would suck.
And it's probably really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to Minnesota in a couple of weeks. So.
That's true.
So that's, like, the Ukraine.
It's the Ukraine of America. Except they got Andrea Peterson. All right. Moving on. Results from the 2012 Program for International Student Assessment came out this week, and it was bad news for the old U.S. of A.
Oh, damn kids.
Americans
and
teens
their Game Boys.
Were ranked 36th in the world in math,
whoa,
24th in reading, 28th in science, and all of those rankings, we were worse than we were in 2009. So the trajectory is going down.
Do they test us every 4 years? 3 years?
You've proven the point of the test perfectly.
I'm not very good at math.
You're in no position to poo-poo these poor children.
Oh, no.
The top five in math, according to this thing I saw.
Let me guess. Japan, China, Korea. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not. Well, they split China up into, like, city groups for some reason. So, like, number one was Shanghai. And then it's Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and then South Korea.
Oh.
So what do you think isn't working in our educational system?
What
can we do to fix it, Carrie?
I will tell you.
Know what 12 minus 9 is?
Here's what they don't do. And I don't know if they do this in the other countries, but I know in the United States, what they don't do is pay teachers. Teachers work really hard. It's a super important job.
Yep.
And they get paid nothing. So what happens is like the... "Quote unquote," well, no, that's going to sound mean. I was going to say like the smartest people go in like business, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't even mean like that. The you know, people when they get out of college or whatever, they want to go and make money. Like that's what everyone wants to do. And then so going to be a teacher, which is a super important job and a super super commendable job, people don't want to do because they're like, well, it's commendable and stuff, but I can't pay my bill being a teacher.
Right.
You know, there's teachers that make it's just not enough. So if they pay teachers more. That maybe instead of like paying Vin Diesel $25 million to be in Fast and the Furious 7, they split up like $5 million
it's
of that
tricky,
to teachers.
Who's splitting that up?
But you know what I mean. So
we're back
to
the same problem as like not, you know, with the train engineer. You know, it's where the money is spent and used.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know what necessarily they can do about that, but obviously if you pay teachers more, then you have more qualified people coming in. And again, like there's obviously teachers that are super qualified and super awesome, but then there's probably a lot of other people who, you know, who might not be as into the job, you know, because they're, you know, because of, you know, because like when you don't make a lot of money, a lot of times you just start getting all, you know, like ah, fuck this. Like it doesn't matter like what I do or whatever, you know. I don't know if teachers are doing that. I'm just saying that like that I could see how that could be a thing. You know, when you're a usher in a movie theater, you're not going to take it as serious as if you're, you know, an investment banker, right?
True. But it's, yeah, and it seems like there's all those programs they try to institute into schools and trying to get kids to learn in, like, real organized ways. I don't know. It seems like it's a tricky thing to figure out how to, like, fix, how to teach kids. Because it seems like if you do it from a very, like, big picture thing, it's like, well, this is how all kids need to learn now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that doesn't work for some reason. Like, you know, maybe China's figured something out and we should just do what China's doing. But, I don't know. The idea of, like, doing, like, everyone needs to learn in the same way.
Yeah.
It just seems like a crazy way to do things because everyone learns in a different way.
That's true. It doesn't seem like that works, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And then they cut, like, one thing that schools do is that when they start losing money, they start cutting all these elective kind of programs. Right. And there's a lot of kids, like me, I was one of those who I did not like math and science and all these kind of stuff that I know how to do. But, like, I enjoyed going to school because of, like, the theater class or because of, you know, a choir or whatever, you know, whatever stuff. I was in choir in seventh grade, by the way. I had to sing a lot of Christian-y songs.
How'd you feel about that?
It didn't bother me until my cousin said, there's a song, like, a child was born in Bethlehem today or something like that. And I didn't even know what that. I was just singing. And he goes, that's about Jesus. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And then he's like, I'm not going to sing it at the choir. And I'm like, well, then me neither. Like, I decided to take a stand. I have no idea what it was. I never really cared. But, you know, regardless, that kind of stuff, you know, with some elective theater and, like, PE and things like that, you know, were exciting. So it made people want to go to school. Now they're cutting a lot of that stuff. So there's people that would really be into that coming to school and they just don't give a shit about anything. And there's nothing for them there to even get excited about, you know? So it's like, it makes them just, like, daydream at school or whatever, you know? They don't get to get out any of, like, the, you know, creativeness or sports or whatever they wanted to do. Sucks.
Or even it's just sort of like, we need to teach you what the answers to these things are instead of, like, teaching you about learning or what the point of why you're even doing these things. It's just like, we need to make sure you're good at this, so make sure you're good at that. I was like, well, why? So these test things are good. Shut up.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about, like, with the testing being so low and, like, it seems like kids just aren't learning as much, whatever. What do you think that's going to do for, like, society in 10 years or 15 years?
It's not going to be good. Because I read somewhere that, like, these ratings, these testings are a good indicator of, like, economic growth. So, like, if you have smarter kids and your younger class is smarter, they'll obviously do better when they get older and they'll be more inventive and stuff like that. So I don't think it's going to be good. Because if you have a bunch of dummies running around who don't really know how to do things, you're just going to end up with people who aren't. Because, you know, I feel like the gap will only get wider where you have a bunch of people who actually do know how to. You have a bunch of people who do know how to do things.
Once the gap gets wider, all people could do is work at the gap. Nailed it!
Exactly. But then you'll get people who aren't qualified for stuff and you'll still need them to fill things, but they won't be able. Because you hear about it now where companies can't find enough qualified people to fill the positions that they need filled because they don't know how to do it. Like, I knew someone who works in finding, like, accountants and stuff for companies, and most of the people she talks to are, like, from India or China and stuff.
Where their schools are better.
See? It's all coming through the circle.
It's all about school. You know what maybe they need in schools? More bullying.
Go on.
Well, they're starting to, like, get rid of all the bullying. In 2009, there were a lot more bullies probably than in 2013. And yet, the grades have gone down.
Correlation.
So, all you kids listening, just start beating the shit out of people. Let's keep those grades up. Come on, kids!
Usually, they beat the crap out of the smart kids.
And now the kids are afraid to be smart.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
That doesn't prove your point. That's right. You reversed your point.
Less bullying, everybody!
How quickly you've come around on less bullying.
Were you bullied as a kid, Sean?
No.
Did you bully as a kid?
Not really. There was a couple kids I made fun of.
Who'd you make fun of? You don't have to give me names, but, like, what'd you make fun of people about? Like, the way they looked? Way they talked?
I forget what you made fun of them for. Sort of being a dink. The kid was just sort of a dink.
Were you, if there was a kid that was being bullied, let's say, and then he, like, was trying to, like, I keep thinking cuddle up or cozy up, but that's not the word. And try to, like, get all, like, hey, Sean, let's hang out, whatever. Like, were you, like, super, like, dude, fucking talk to me while there's people around? Or were you, like, nice to them to their face and stuff?
I guess it would depend on the kid. Obviously, if I thought he was annoying. I probably wouldn't want to hang out with him either. But if I thought he was funny. I didn't know why people were making fun of him. Like, I'd be friends with him. You know.
That's nice. That's very nice. Yeah. I wasn't bullied either. And I don't think that I bullied. I'm sure I, like, you know, if other kids were, like, tugging mine to one's back, I'm sure I would, because I was that kind of asshole. So I was sure, yeah. I was like, hey, that guy is an idiot. Like me. But I was always, like, really nice to, like, the people. I remember the kids that were being bullied. I was always very nice to them. And I don't know if it was also one of those, like, hidden intentions of, like, well, maybe, like, one day I'll need this kid. Like, what if they be? I don't even know what that means. But, or you know what it is? Maybe I'm just that nice of a person.
Maybe you're just a nice person.
I was raised, my mother is very nice. And so maybe I was, like, taught to just be nice to everybody.
I thought your mom was a teacher. Did I make that up?
No, she was a teacher.
Oh, okay. Did you say that already?
Yeah.
I don't listen.
I mentioned that she taught.
Who are you?
Oh, no, we were talking. No, I don't think on air we talked about this. Oh. But earlier we were talking about stuff, and I mentioned my mother being a. She's a retired teacher. She taught English and history, I think some geography, and some ESL at a Jewish day school.
What's ESL?
English as a second language. How many languages does my mother speak?
Three.
Zero. I mean, one.
Zero.
She speaks English. So it's like, how do you teach English as a, you know, like as a second language?
And, not well.
Yeah, but she was like, yeah, you know, you have like the books and stuff, but. Yeah, it didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well,
but anyways.
That's the problem with our educational system. People don't know what they're talking about.
But those kids are, this was like a private Jewish school or whatever. Those kids are pretty smart.
Yeah, well, they'll do all right. Lastly, in sad news, actor Paul Walker died this week.
What?
In a car accident. It's a bummer. But yeah. Do you have a favorite Paul Walker moment, Carrie?
I very much like a Paul Walker movie called Pleasantville, if you saw
that.
He's in that. And that's the first time I ever saw it. I think he had done some stuff before that, but I didn't know. Because he's in, like, in She's All That or something? Or yeah, I didn't see it that.
Is he just, like, one of the kids in Pleasantville?
He's the one who... So it's all black and white at the beginning, but then it starts becoming color.
Right.
Are you familiar with the movie?
Yeah.
Starts
but
becoming color
into,
when...
Tobey Maguire goes into Pleasantville, doesn't he?
Right, but then his family comes to join.
Yeah.
And, like, Reese Witherspoon plays his sister. The first ever color thing, if I remember right, is Paul Walker, because he has sex with Reese Witherspoon in the car.
Yeah.
And then that, like, kind of opens up, like, his innocence.
Right.
And so, wow.
And
so,
Jeff Bridges paints that picture of Joan Allen. Right? Isn't that Jeff Bridges?
I think, is it Jeff Bridges in Pleasantville? William H. Macy. Right? Oh, no, wait. Well, Jeff Bridges might play, like, the lover. Yeah, William H. Macy
is the
dad.
Paints a picture of Joan Allen, and it's like...
Oh, it's Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Jeff
Daniels.
No,
Jeff Daniels.
But it's William H. Macy is the husband of Joan Allen.
Yeah, who's
like... And who's Toby's and Reese's father.
Yes.
But so I think... So Reese and Toby go, like, are fighting over remote control and go into, like, Pleasant.
Stay tuned style.
Yeah, yeah. John Ritter.
Also dead.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
Oh, did he die in a car accident?
No.
I know. But
he died in a Vin Diesel accident.
But John Denver died in a plane accident.
Oh.
And John Ritter died of, like, a heart thing after, like, post-surgical something. But anyways, that is
the connection
sad.
To that
but, okay, so Paul Walker, my favorite Paul Walker moment would probably be that part in Pleasurable right after he fucks Reese, and he's, like, all kind of in color, but he's all, like, he's like, what's going on? Yeah, because he was like this super Leave It to Beaver kind of character or whatever. And then he's like, yeah, just has that look on his face. He's like, what the hell just happened to me?
Because Reese Witherspoon plays sort of a dirty broad.
But not even like a dirty broad as much as just like a high school girl from like the late 90s. So it's like, you know, she had sex
with...
Yeah,
she was fucking around.
Yeah,
that's kind of
fucking around. But I don't think she was like necessarily like slutty like...
She wasn't supposed to be like a whore, but she was comfortable with her
she
sexuality.
Wanted to, yeah, she wanted to have sex. Paul Walker's like, hey... No one's going to argue Paul Walker is a good-looking dude, right?
No one's going to argue that.
So, and Reese was all like, I want to get in some of this. And so she...
It was a line
from the
movie.
Sex in the car. Oh, and then I'll tell you my favorite part of Pleasantville. I wouldn't say my favorite part, but a part I remember of Pleasantville that was fun was they were all playing basketball. And, you know, everything in Pleasantville was, like, perfect. And so every shot they took is perfect. And so they're all, like, shooting. And, like, at one point they're all, you know, they all shoot and the balls all go in. But then after Paul Walker has sex with Reese, he goes back and he misses a shot. And everyone's like, what the hell just happened? This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. Directed by, anyone know who wrote and directed Pleasantville?
The guy who directed the first Hunger Games?
Exactly. I can't remember his name right now, but I'm going to figure it out. Gary Ross. He also wrote and directed Seabiscuit, but more importantly...
Starring Tobey Maguire,
because it was a follow-up to Pleasantville. It
took a while.
And then... No, I think it was just... No, it was like a couple years. Yeah. And it was... But he wrote... Gary Ross wrote one of the greatest movies ever made, Big. So Big and Pleasantville were very like... Yeah, Big and Pleasantville were very like... Fantasy, great fantasy comedy kind of movies, and then he goes on to Seabiscuit, and then Hunger Games. Look at this guy! This guy's awesome. I don't know what he's doing now.
Yeah, he didn't direct the last Hunger Games. He got kicked off.
Well, I think with the last Hunger Games they were doing, they went with the first one did so well. They're like, "Oh, we need to make this next movie in like a year." And he's like, "Fuck that shit, man! It took me like 2 years to do this thing." So,
got another Pleasantville to make.
So
Paul Walker will be missed. Because he's in those Fast and Furious movies, which are really enjoyable.
Yes.
And they just paused production on the seventh one, so who knows if they'll finish it or not. Which is a shame, because those movies are awesome.
Let me ask you, I'm going to go back for a second. What's your favorite Paul Walker moment? Because you like the fact, because I only saw one Fast and the Furious. You saw those movies. You liked
them. I guess I can't pick out a specific one. He was just sort of a nice like dude to have around. Like, he was someone who didn't feel like would ever go away. Because, like, you just need him in those movies. Because he's not The Rock, and he's not Vin Diesel. He's not running around doing crazy things. But he was a nice, comforting presence in those movies.
Do you think that...
He's also in Varsity Blues, which is pretty great.
Oh, yeah. He's the quarterback that injured, right? Dawson takes over for.
Yeah.
Filmed in Austin, Texas, by the way. Oh. Someone told me a story. So there's a stripper in that movie.
Yes,
and she's topless, and she's all strippery and stuff like that. I believe, if I remember right, she's a high school teacher in Austin, cool. Maybe like the theater teacher or something like that. So like these kids would like go see Varsity Blues, and there's her teacher naked. That's so crazy to me. And I don't think she like got fired for it or anything.
That's cool.
I gotta do something.
She must have been a good teacher.
Yeah,
fired a good teacher.
How weird! But how weird would that be to like go?
Very weird.
To go see like a movie and there's your teacher naked in.
You just get a lot of boners.
Yeah. Because, yeah, then you're going to class, you've already seen her naked. Because that's going to be weird. Like, if you see a celebrity out here, you know, living in L.A., you'll see some celebrities.
I saw Mina Savari once, and I was like, oh, I've seen your...
Yeah, and you're like, if you saw someone's tits, you're just like...
She's got weird,
it's just
like
weird, right? You see someone's boobs.
Yeah, because it's weird to be sitting next to someone and you're like, I've seen you naked.
Yeah.
That's weird. All right. So all wrapped up. Carrie, what did we learn about today?
We learned... I'm going to go in order... The first thing we talked about was the train. Train derailment. We probably don't have enough money to, like...
The country's falling
help
apart.
Help it. The country's falling apart. Hopefully, they remedy this, and they get the PTCT. Is that what it is?
Look at
PTCT?
You. PTCT? PTCT.
You know what PTCT is?
What?
That's my new strip club. Pretty Titty Crazy Titty! Would you go to that? Would you go to PTCT?
Pretty Titty
Happy
Crazy.
Hour all day long on Sundays. I don't even know what voice
I would definitely
was.
Go to Pretty Titty Crazy Titty.
PTCT. Welcome to PTCT.
Because you know there's going to be some weird looking titties in that place.
Oh, yeah. The crazy titties. You know what it is? It's like an upstairs, downstairs place. Pretty titties on the bottom. Crazy titties up top. Come on in. What's your style of titty? So PTCT.
Man.
Hopefully we get that. The second thing was the Ukraine, or was it the,
yeah, the
Asian
was
students
second.
Doing better than everybody? Okay, so the Ukraine thing, and that's a delicate situation. I feel bad for the
I'd love
Ukraine.
For you to work at the UN.
Yeah.
That's a delicate situation.
Hey, what do you think, Israel?
You're representing Israel.
Hebrew, Israel, relax, buddy. The third thing was the American United States children are not doing very well in like their testing,
yeah,
and like their math is
and
off.
It's going down.
Yeah,
we gotta turn that around, Carrie.
Yeah. Maybe you know what? Something could have to do with that is that because now information is so much at your disposal, whereas before you actually had to like think about things and do stuff. And now it's just like, you know, you reach into your pocket and you can get all this information that you need. So you don't have to like use your brain as much to think of it. I know we already talked about it. But so that sucks. So the kids are dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
And then the last thing was Paul Walker died. That sucks too. It was kind
of
a downer
episode. This was a
downer.
I warned you beforehand this would be a downer episode and I apologize. We usually end on lighter topics.
What do you think? Can we ask one more thing? I know we're running out of time. But yeah. I'll just ask you one thing. What do you think they should do with Fast and Furious? Let's say they have to replace Paul Walker. Who do you think should take over the Paul Walker character in Fast and the Furious?
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like if it was 10 years ago, you'd just get Freddie Prinze Jr. But I also don't like
Ryan Felipe.
Or you know what they do? They pull a little Varsity Blues. Paul Walker's out of the picture. You get in Vanderbeek.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
That wouldn't be bad at all.
Maybe Vanderbeek. I could see...
Vanderbeek would be great.
I think maybe you want, like, because Paul Walker is, like, super heartthrobby. I guess Dawson is, right? Like, the ladies... Of course he is. The ladies like Vanderbeek. But he's no Paul Walker, though.
The woman in the room is not so sure.
Just not as much as Paul Walker.
Well, but the man's dead. We got to work with what we have here.
Dude, they should do that and then have, like, some sort of Varsity Blues reference.
Yeah, I don't.
John
Voight tries to kick him off the race. Yeah,
do you think that they should replace Paul Walker and have someone play that character?
No.
Or do you think that so they have someone like just
you,
a new
you bring
dude?
In a new dude.
Yeah,
because you honor the memory of Paul Walker's character, whatever his name was, guy who wasn't.
I know who should play that part. Heath Ledger. What's he been doing? Too soon.
On that note,
is that too soon?
I'll see you next week. Until then,
Carrie. I'm Carrie. wait, what do I do? Is there a sign off?
I don't think so. Okay. So, we'll see everybody next week.